Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a tweet from Diana Rossini, who's the insider for the NFL for The Athletic. She said, "I just had a really good conversation with the GM who strongly reminded me about 20 times that most teams are still undecided. And this is in all caps, no team is leaking to anyone who they are picking. Most organizations aren't even settled on who they're taking. It's still early. We're 13 days away from the NFL draft, which is, 2 weeks away. And to her point, that doesn't sound like a long time away in life, but from a draft prep standpoint, that's months and months in NFL time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is a two-part conversation I want to have with you, Danny. The first of those, we should drill down on this. And generally speaking, do we agree with what she's saying and what this executive is suggesting? And then the second part will be more specific to the Commanders and whether they've made up their mind yet, because they already know who's going number one very likely. Uh-huh. They're number two. There's nothing else to figure out. Like, it's pretty easy to not to know who you're going to take when you pick ninth, because you have no idea who's going to be
very
available.
Very dependent, yeah.
And eight things have to happen in front of you that are unpredictable. And just do that math. There's probably a wizard somewhere who got A's in calculus in sixth grade or whatever, who could tell you what the percentage chance is that you could properly predict the first eight picks, know who's on the board at nine, and know who you're going to take. But do you agree with the general premise that as we're 2 weeks out, that number one, teams are still undecided and don't know who they're taking yet, and number two, there's not a single team or a single executive who's leaking information on who they like and who they're taking?
So the leaking part I don't agree with, right? The leaking part is routine, and there's a million reasons and one why that could be. It could be trial balloon for the fan base and the local news folks. It could be misdirection for a team behind you that might have to, one of your rivals that has to spend to trade up. I mean, there's a trillion to one reasons for motivation there.
Huge qualifier.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not leaking the correct information. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not telling you what is gospel, what they'd like to do, but I think they're talking.
Right. So let's say for the sake of argument, I'm the Giants now. I'm at six. I could tell everybody whether they, if it's true or not, but just bear with me. I could tell everybody that I like J.J. McCarthy. And let's say that I really do. Maybe the reason is I want to see if that means, well, the team that I'm talking to maybe move up to three or four, I'm talking Arizona. Well, we got a deal from somebody that's going to be two first rounders this year, a first rounder next year, and just see what the price is. There's a reason you could do that. I mean, there's so many reasons why you might be talking to somebody. And it seems like Washington's not doing any just yet, because they don't have any reason to, probably. There's nothing they need to do. No bed they need to make to let everyone down easy to say, it's not the guy you think it is. It's going to be this. We might see a week closer where we start hearing some buzz about J.J. McCarthy or seeing some buzz about Drake May, because it's to basically set the table for a draft pick that maybe folks, quote unquote, don't expect.
I've also long thought, known, speculated that a lot of what you're hearing from reporters is not from the team they're talking about, but other teams, which you kind of referenced.
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I mean by that. The Patriots executives in this hypothetical are telling Adam Schefter, yeah, we hear that Washington really likes Jaden Daniels, and we're preparing for them to take Jaden Daniels. And then Schefter says, I think the Commanders like Jaden Daniels. Now, similarly to what we were just talking about, that can go one of two ways. Sometimes they could be telling the truth and know exactly who they think Washington likes and pass that along to a reporter they trust. But it could also be that they are trying to game the system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And in that situation, maybe that's not the case. But let's say at pick 5 or 6 where there could be a trade back. You use the Giants as an example. Maybe the Giants are floating this idea that the Chargers at 5 don't want to trade back or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would behoove them if they didn't. Or they think if they say that and they put that out there, and now Ian Rappaport goes on NFL Network and says the Chargers are open to trading back because the Giants put out that we're hearing the Chargers really want to trade back. You know, they've been making phone calls. Maybe they haven't been. But now a GM calls them and they start talking, and maybe they're more likely to make a move that helps you because a team comes up and gets the quarterback if you want Roma Dunze or whatever. I just think there's a lot of ways that the teams can manipulate, is the word I would use, what's happening and certainly what's being talked about at the top of the draft.
You ought to attempt to extract more resources, right? I mean, again, if you're pick 2 and you're going to stay at pick 2 and take somebody, it's kind of moot and you don't really need to do it. But if you are dependent in one of those spots, as you're alluding to, where there are a ton of variables, if 3 receivers go in the top 10, that's going to influence what's going to happen with Minnesota, Denver, the Raiders. I mean, there's so many permutations there. But the other part, I want to go to the first part first, right? Or the first part second here, that Diana says, where teams have no idea yet, or that's kind of the implication. That's something that you and I disagreed about. I think there's a natural disaster coming the day of the draft, we have to move it up to tomorrow. Teams could do it.
Oh, of course.
Right? And that's kind of my point. I think everybody's pretty much got it. Is it written in Sharpie yet? No, of course not.
You
there's
got
still
a
some
board.
Visits.
You got a
yeah.
plan.
And that's kind of, and so it all depends on how you view the glass, half empty, half full, whatever. But to me, it's basically like, I think everybody has an idea right now. Smart, open, good organizations can be talking out of that. Like, let's say, God forbid, I'm making this up, this is not a thing, but let's say on Sunday you find out something about one of the guys that was 1, 2, or 3 on your board, where there's this secret arrest that happened or some horrible behavior that's been covered up over the handful of years. You can move them down your board.
There's a video where they're wearing a bong mask.
For example.
It might not matter anymore, I guess, in this day and age as much, but something like that comes out day of the draft.
Something like that. You could certainly be flexible, right? Or if something so terrible happens at one of your visits that you've got planned, where you're like, oh my God, this is a terrible dude, and like the guy's dad was here ordering us all around, and he ordered like $500 worth of food for the next 3 days while he's staying at a hotel. Well, terrible. We don't want that kind of influence. I'm sure you can make an adjustment. But I think everybody that's a decision maker has watched what they needed to watch, done the investigations, talked to who they needed to talk to, and they can make a choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.